A central musical theme dominates this broadcast concert by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra from the Eugene McDermott Concert Hall in the Morton H. Meyerson Symphony Center. Welcome to this broadcast concert by the Dallas Symphony Orchestra. Yeah, Vince Faden, music director. I'm your host, Victor Marshall, now in my 46th year right here on Classical 101, inviting you for this program, which will be music of Sibelius and Edvard Grieg, music from Scandinavia, the bookends of the concert, music by Sibelius, opening with one of his lesser-known works called Rockastava, Opus 14, or in English, The Lovers, and will conclude with the Sibelius Symphony No. 7. And in the middle, we have one of the most popular piano concertos in the repertory, the Piano Concerto in A Minor by Edvard Grieg with pianist Andre Watts. The guest conductor on this occasion, making a return appearance, his second appearance with the Dallas Symphony, is James Gaffigan. We'll also conduct another work by Edvard Grieg, The Lyric Suite, one of his most popular works. The music of Sibelius and Grieg with James Gaffigan, Andre Watts, and the Dallas Symphony Orchestra as this broadcast concert gets underway. Our guest conductor on this occasion with the Dallas Symphony Orchestra, the young American conductor James Gaffigan, who's chosen music by Sibelius and Grieg, and all Scandinavian program, James Gaffigan making his second appearance on the subscription series. He's been appointed the chief conductor of the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra, also serves as the principal guest conductor of the Netherlands Radio Philharmonic Orchestra. We ask him to tell us a bit about the concept of this program.
Well, it's obviously Sibelius and Grieg together, and I think they go hand in hand in many ways. But we've got bookends of Sibelius with Grieg in the middle. We begin with a piece called Rockastava, which is rarely heard. It's a beautiful piece by Sibelius called The Lover, and it's in three short movements. And what's fascinating about this piece to me is that he wrote this at a time of such depression. He wrote the Fourth Symphony, and he was in a very deep, dark place. Yet this is a very human and beautiful piece. It's just basically a mini Romeo and Juliet story, a kind of Finnish Romeo and Juliet story, for just strings and timpani and triangle, which is an interesting combination. Yet you know why he uses that combination when once you hear the piece.
Those comments from our guest conductor, James Gaffigan, who'll be on stage in just a moment, conducting this music by Jean Sibelius called Rockastava. In fact, he'll have a few more comments from the stage about this piece, a bit more in detail about each of the three movements. This work called The Lovers, the Rockastava by Sibelius. James Gaffigan, as we mentioned, is the chief conductor of the Lucerne Symphony Orchestra in Switzerland. He also serves, Vince Faden's former orchestra, principal guest conductor of the Netherlands Radio Philharmonic Orchestra. James Gaffigan, no stranger to this area. In fact, he went to school at Rice University in Houston, Texas. We'll be talking more with James Gaffigan a bit later on Dallas Symphony Encore, but has a quite successful career he's had conducting major orchestras around the world. He won the George Schulte conducting competition in 2004, coming to prominence. James Gaffigan on stage now, and a few comments from him from the stage about this work, Rockastava by Sibelius.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's a pleasure to be here with you this evening to share some very interesting music with you. We begin with a piece called Rockastava, which is The Lover, and it has three short movements. And what's incredible about this piece is it was written in 1911, which was an amazing time in musical history. The writer's room was about to be premiered. Gustav Mahler died, and Sibelius was in a very deep and dark depression. He wrote his Fourth Symphony around the same time, which is just demoralizing in every way. This particular piece has optimism, and it's all about love and beauty, and the sadness also that goes along with love. It's almost like a mini Romeo and Juliet, a Finnish Romeo and Juliet. The first movement has incredible harmonies that play with your comfort level, because it's, as you know, as most of you know here, love isn't always great feelings. There's some heartache involved also. And you hear that in the harmony, this kind of longing in the first movement. And we don't think of Sibelius as a human composer for whatever reason. People have decided he's an intellectual composer. You don't understand him unless you're smart or you're scientific. That's not true. That's absolutely not true. The second movement is a little minimalism work. It's a kind of minimalistic work. In America, we have John Adams and Reich, is this kind of Finnish minimalism at its best. It's repeated little figures over and over again, but it creates this amazing sensation. It's called the path to the beloved. This is, for me, like getting butterflies in your stomach when you're about to see someone you love. The third movement is called Good Evening, dot, 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 Farewell. And it's basically the meeting of the two lovers, and then knowing that one must leave, and not knowing when you're going to see that other person ever again. So this is a very beautiful work. It's not your typical Sibelius, and I think you'll enjoy it very much. It's a pleasure to be able to present this to you this evening.